The Mermaid and Mrs. Hancock by Imogen Hermes Gower. Read by Juliet Stevenson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Mermaid and Mrs. Hancock by Imogen Hermes Gower. Read by Juliet Stevenson. Volume 1. Chapter 1. September 1785. Jonah Hancock's counting house is built wedge-shaped and coffered like a ship's cabin, whitewashed walls and black skirting, beam pegged snugly to beam. The wind sings down Union Street. Raindrops burst against the windowpane, and Mr. Hancock leans forward on his elbows, cradling his brow in his hands. Rasping his fingers over his scalp, he discovers a crest of coarse hair the barber has missed, and idles over it with mild curiosity, but no irritation. In private, Mr. Hancock is not much concerned with his appearance. In society, he wears a wig. He is a portly gentleman of 45, dressed in worsted and fustian and linen, honest, familiar textures to match his threadbare scalp, the silverish fuzz of his jowls, the scuffed and stained skin of his fingertips. He is not a handsome man, nor ever was one, and as he perches on his stool, his great belly and skinny legs give him the look of a rat up a post.